Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And the first reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 7 to 9. Thus says the Lord, you, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself. Think of that, brothers and sisters, the importance that we have to speak to our friends, the encouragement that we need to be to one another, to help one another, to stand by one another. John Paul always had, he had many groups of young people with him before he was the Pope, and they would go up every so often into the woods or the mountains and sit there, and they were trying to live a good life, and so they just shared with one another what was hard for them, difficult, etc. And he raised up a generation of men and women who knew who they were. I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, read the scriptures, but then share them with another. If you can find someone who would be willing to share with you daily, or someone who would be able to share with you once a week on the readings of that week, that would be wonderful, because we can all grow. You know, the Word of God is living. This is not just word on a page. The Word is living. Scripture tells us it's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can separate bone from marrow. Think about that. I know the power of the Word in my life. I've known it for many, many years. And I find that the gifts continue to be there. I see things differently, or I see things wider, greater capacity, or I understand them and can apply them in a way. As I live, I can see more clearly what the Lord is giving us. He's showing us the way. He's showing us what's most important. Read the Word of God daily, I would encourage you, if you can. If you can do it from the readings of that day, the Mass readings from the day, you can do it that way. Or you can choose a favorite book in the Bible and read it, and then take the second favorite, and then the third favorite. Or you can read it from the very beginning, from Genesis right up to the very end of the Scriptures. Brothers and sisters, this Word is living. It's meant for us. It's meant to make a difference in our lives, not just to remind us of something, but it's meant to lead us. Read good books on Scripture. Understand the interpretation of Scripture. It's not just your ideas. They're God's ideas. And to do that, we need to train ourselves. But this Word is living and active. This Word can change your life. It changed mine. When I began to really read the Scriptures, it changed my life. I was oriented in a much better direction, and that God wants that for all of us. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This is Psalm 95, and I want you to find for yourself a Bible. And if you want to read it from Genesis to the end, as I said before, you can do it that way. But I would recommend that you read the four Gospels first, and then read the Psalms, and then read the Old Testament. It will bless you amazingly, because that Word is living. It's not just any book you pick up. It's a living Word. It has power to change your life and mine. So come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us, for he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. Oh, let us open our hearts to the word of God and to the power of God to teach us, to move us in the right direction, to console us, to strengthen us. It will do all of that for you. I guarantee you, it's God's word. It's not mine. It's God. And the second reading for today is from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Stop the gossip. Stop it. Stop lying to people. Read the word of God. Let the word of God become the foundation of your thinking and your speaking and your relationship with other people. He wants that for you. He wants to bring you safely, because the scriptures tell us here, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. Love. You say, oh, yeah, I used to love, but I don't love anymore. You can right now, to the moment of your death, pray that God would give you a greater love for his people. If you pray that regularly and mean it, really mean it, God will help you. Ask him to help you to love better, to help other people better. Because God wants to do that for you. He wants to give you love. He pours forth his love into our hearts, and it's our work to share that with others. It's in us. Unless we're in serious sin, that love is within us. Go to confession if you need to quickly, and turn over a new slate. He loves you. And the gospel for today is from Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let me stop right there for a moment, brothers and sisters. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Brothers and sisters, let's get rid of our sin. Let's turn more to him. Ask him to help us. Ask him to strengthen us. Oh, brothers and sisters, he wants to help you more than you know, more than you understand. And again I read, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. It's hard for us, isn't it? It's hard to say, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry I forgot about you. We don't like to say those words. We want to give all kinds of excuses. But just say it. I'm sorry. Whatever it is. From something major to something minor. I'm sorry. God hears that. He loves you. You ask forgiveness from God. You ask forgiveness from your neighbor. Don't hesitate, brothers and sisters, because he loves you. He wants you with him. I don't know about you, but the closer I draw to the Lord, the more I include him in my day. The closer that I read his word, my life begins to change. I think more of those things first than something earthly. I think of his word. And I've been able as a result to help people, but most of all, I've been helped. I've been helped. Patterns of thinking that get you annoyed or irritated or angry. Ask God, Lord, I give you my thoughts. Purify them in your way and in your word. Tell him that, because he wants us in a position that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. What about your friends? What do you do when you are together? Are you speaking in a way? It doesn't mean you have to read the Bible every time you're together, but in your conversation, in your fun, in what you're doing, is God glorified? Is he? Or do you say, oh, now I can forget about God. I just went to church. I'm done now. And then you go back to just being your own self. We're all sinful. We all fall short of the glory of God. But he wants to help you. He wants to lead you closer and closer to him. The servant of God, Dorothy Day, said this, I have been overcome with grief at times and felt my heart like a stone in my breast. It was so heavy, and always I have heard to that voice, pray. What can we do? We can pray. We can pray without ceasing, as St. Paul say. We can pray with the apostles, Lord, teach me to pray. We can say with St. Paul, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Will our Father give us a stone when we ask for bread? That's from Acts of the Apostles. We remember Jesus' words, I tell you solemnly once again, if two of you on earth agree to ask anything at all, it will be granted to you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three meet in my name, I shall be there with them. I love it sometimes when we get together for a meeting, we pray first. Even if it's friends gathering together, to pray first. Just pray a Hail Mary, not just rote, but pray a short prayer or prayer of your own words. But put God in the center of your life, everyday life, everything from going to the bathroom to going to sleep at night. Put him in your life, and he will lead you closer and closer to him. That's what God does. That's what he wants. I beg you, brothers and sisters, open your heart to him. Open your heart to him. Our Father won't give us a stone when we ask for bread. He will give us life everlasting. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.